the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. We're going to move on. We've got three petitions that we need to take up. Director Krishman, are you going to start with number 10, the Butte County Canada Goose Season? Welcome back, sir. Oh, and I must say, I need to make one more announcement. Tomorrow is Mr. Chris Hull's birthday.
Maybe I should blame Chris Hull for the announcement of my birthday instead of my good friend, Mr. Simpson.
I'll take that one, Tom. Sorry.
Anyhow, thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, in your booklet, you will see that you have three petitions in front of you today. And we'll take probably just one at a time and take the necessary action for each one of them, if that will work for you, Madam Chair, and members of the Commission, just because we do have some uniqueness of the third petition in particular. But if I may, I'll start with number 10. It is a petition that was submitted by Mr. Ian Williams. This has to do with Butte County Canada Goose season adjustments. And I'm not sure if Mr. Williams is on the line. I believe he was. I'll refer to somebody. Probably the best thing to do is Mr. Williams is available. Have him take a moment to present to the commission his reason for submitting the petition. Then I'll follow up with some additional remarks, Madam Chair. So, Mr. Williams, if you'd like to share your thoughts and perspectives with the commission, go right ahead, sir.
Well, we cannot hear you, sir.
I think you're on mute yet, Mr. Williams.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to see the Butte County goose season extend into, like, you know, February and that stuff, because there's between, about maybe 2,000 to 3,000 geese at Ormond Dam in Belfouche area. And I talked to a lot of ranchers. What happened here?
We can still hear you, sir. You can keep going.
I'm just seeing someone else messing around, like on the computer and that stuff. I don't know what that.
I believe we're pulling up some photos of some geese. Did you request to have shown?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah. So you can keep talking, sir, and our tech crew will work through those photos.
Okay. So, well, I talked to a lot of ranchers, and the ranchers would like to see the Butte County go to a later season, you know. That's all I have to say.
Ian, did you want us to see any more of those photos? Are you comfortable with your presentation this afternoon?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Director Krishman.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, again, the petition in front of you, and I'm just going to quick do an overview again real quickly on the process here. You have the petition submitted to you. It's required that you take action within 30 days of petitions being submitted. Today you'll listen to these petitions. If you approve a petition and accept it, then what will happen, we'll start the rule promulgation process. We will work with you as the commission, put out the public notice like you do any other proposal, and then have a finalization at the following commission meeting where you would take final action on. If you decide to deny the petition, then it would require action on your part to take that vote, and then we would work with you to draft a resolution with the main points of the denial justification, and then pass a resolution for that final action as well. So just a quick reminder of the overall process. So this petition, we've had conversations internally, to be quite honest with you, about this very topic a couple of different times. This is one of the most challenging pieces of a waterfowl hunting season. It's always the decision or the time frame of when do you set the season in a particular geographic area to maximize the amount of opportunity, hunting opportunities for our waterfowl hunters out there, and then that gamble of how do you understand what the weather may and may not do. We talk about this a lot in the Northeast in particular about duck seasons, when do you start it, when do you end it, you push it back a little bit later so you can get that that peak migration at the end, but what happens if you have an early freeze-up? Then you took away hunting opportunities earlier in the season, so it's somewhat of a challenge. The other key point to remember when we talk about waterfowl hunting seasons is while we have opportunities to set the dates for the waterfowl hunting seasons, both duck and geese, we do have to follow the outside parameters or the sideboards of the federal framework that are put in front of us by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So in the case of Canada geese, as the petition was brought forward here, basically they're asking to go later in the year, which would mean moving Butte County from Unit 1, which is starts at the earlier part of the Canada goose hunting season opportunities, to Unit 2, which goes later, like in the central part of the state here along the Missouri River and some of those counties that we do have in other parts of the state. Again, taking advantage of those opportunities, but falling within the federal framework. So when we look at Butte County and visiting with our local staff and some of the conversations we've had out there, there's three main points that I would offer to you why we would recommend to you to deny the petition and maintain the existing Unit 1 appropriation time frame for this particular goose hunting opportunity. Number one, it would remove those earlier season opportunities where there are frequently more geese available during the earlier part of the season, like that September or October, early November time frame. It is another season where we do have a few instances where we do work with landowners that we can get geese out there to harvest, local geese in particular. But one of our primary issues, maybe the primary issue of asking for your denial, is it goes back to that federal framework parameters that we have to fall within. When we talk about Canada goose hunting seasons, and in particular a Canada goose hunting unit, which we have in South Dakota, we have Unit 1 and Unit 2, our two main units. When we want to adjust or change the boundary, whether that's adding another county or adding some counties or reducing some counties and putting them into a different unit, we do have to go through a federal public notice process also with the federal framework. And there's a specific time frame that we have to do those. Typically, we have to have our notifications into the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by November, maybe even a little bit earlier than that, so they can get it in December, public notices in the Federal Register, because then they are finalized here in these time frames that are set then in February. So even if we accept it right now, it wouldn't be in effect for this coming fall because we wouldn't meet the time frame of having it in the Federal Register following the framework parameters that are provided to us. This is one of those topics that I think would behoove some additional discussion out at that local level as well. But where we stand right now and knowing those opportunities and how the season is structured right now, our recommendation to you would be deny this petition for those reasons that I just shared with you. And then we can move on and have some continued conversations about this at a local level moving forward as well.
All right, thank you. I know Mr. Williams is still on the line. Commissioners, do you have any questions for either Mr. Williams or Director Kirschenman? Any questions or comments at this time? If not, I would
I was trying to say something, I think.
Mr. Williams.
I don't have any further questions, so.
Okay. Mr. Commissioner Lockin, did you have a question?
Tom, I was wondering what you understand the early season opportunities to be. Are there a lot of local Canada geese around in the summertime and people are looking forward to that opportunity in the fall?
Madam Chair. Commissioner Lockin, we do have locations out there where you do have some more local geese earlier in the season as well, like we do in the northeast part of the state and other parts of the state as well. It is amazing when we have the water conditions for both ducks and geese out in western South Dakota, how the number of birds you can produce, and it certainly provides hunting opportunities then. And so in general, on an average year, in looking at the hunting opportunities that exist out there, there appears in general, and again, you can have a variance in a year, right? But in general, over the years, the more opportunity would exist earlier in the season versus late in the season. There's no doubt that there are some birds late into the year, as Mr. Williams has demonstrated and showed there, but in general, there appears to be more opportunities earlier on in the season.
Any other questions from the commissioners? If not, I would entertain a motion at this time. Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartley. I move to deny the petition based upon the information provided by Director Kershaw.
All right, we have a motion to deny by Commissioner Bartley and a second by Commissioner Whitmire. Any discussions on the motion? All right, with that, we will move forward and vote for the denial. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion is denied, and as Director Kirschman mentioned, we will get a resolution drafted for the commissioners to look at.